From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Nancy Pelosi may be out as House Speaker, but she remains the leader of House Democrats. The lawmaker from California defeated moderate Heath Shuler of North Carolina 150-43 today for minority leader. Shuler says it wasn't a total loss.
It wasn't about our winning or losing this race, about truly making a difference within our caucus to ensure that the moderates are heard within the caucus and that we have a seat at the table.
And as expected, Republicans have elected John Boehner of Ohio to be the House Speaker when the GOP takes control of the chamber in January. Senator Lisa Murkowski is heading back to Alaska, where she's to become the first Senate candidate in more than 50 years to win a write-in campaign. But as NPR's Martin Costi tells us, her rival does not appear ready to concede just yet.
With almost all ballots counted, Murkowski is more than 10,000 votes ahead of Joe Miller, the Tea Partier who won the Republican nomination this year. It's an impressive feat given the fact that Murkowski lost the primary and had to run as a write-in candidate. 1954 was the last time anyone won a write-in campaign for Senate. But Miller isn't giving up. His campaign has challenged about 8,000 of Murkowski's write-in ballots, and they're also calling for a hand recount of his votes. They say it's only fair, given the fact that the write-in ballots for Murkowski were counted by hand. Martin Costi, NPR News.
Accused international arms dealer Victor Boot has pleaded not guilty to terrorism charges. And NPR's Carrie Johnson reports a judge in New York says the Russian will be detained without bail.
Victor Boot arrived in New York late Tuesday after fighting for 2 years to avoid extradition from Bangkok. The U.S. Justice Department ultimately caught up with him, and he appeared in court to face 4 criminal charges. Prosecutors say he conspired to kill Americans working with the Colombian government, and that Boot wanted to supply military-grade weapons to a rebel group known as FARC. In fact, Boot was dealing with undercover drug enforcement agents who helped build the case against him. Authorities say they've persuaded an associate to plead guilty and cooperate against Boot at a trial that could take place next year. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The Food and Drug Administration is clamping down on 4 makers of alcoholic energy drinks, Commissioner Margaret Hamburg.
After detailed study and analysis, FDA has found reason for concern that a number of caffeinated alcoholic beverage products do not meet the legal standard for safety. As a result, the agency is moving forward on behalf of public health.
But companies such as Fusion Projects, maker of 4 Logo, dispute claims that the caffeine-alcohol combo is dangerous. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is down 15 points at 11,008. This is NPR News. Most Americans say that President Obama's religious beliefs are different from their own, especially whites and those who support the Tea Party movement. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, a survey by the Public Religion Research Institute suggests Mr. Obama may have a dilemma over religion.
Recently, nearly a quarter of all Americans said they believe Mr. Obama is a Muslim, even though he is a Protestant. The new survey captures another sentiment, whether people feel Mr. Obama has the same religious beliefs and values as they do. Nearly 8 in 10 Republicans and Tea Party supporters said the president holds different religious beliefs. And nearly 2/3 of white evangelicals say his views differ, while Catholics, whose doctrines do vary from Protestants, are far more likely to relate to the president's beliefs. In an ominous sign for Muslims, 45% of Americans said that Muslim values are at odds with American values. 2/3 of Republicans and Tea Partiers said so, while most young people, Democrats, and African Americans related to Muslim values. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Israel is pulling back its troops from a part of a village that straddles a border with Lebanon in an effort to defuse political tensions. The village is in northern Gajar, which Israel seized during its war with Lebanon's Hezbollah in 2006. For a second time this month, an Israeli airstrike has killed 2 Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip. Officials say the militants are linked to an al-Qaeda-type group. They were accused of helping to kidnap a BBC journalist 3 years ago. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.